So is there a point in your life when you're just, I don't know, at a standstill, literally? You don't actually know what to do with your life, really. I mean, you feel like your life has just been monotonous and stuff like that, but then you don't actually know what to do to make it, you know, fun. I mean, everybody goes through that stage. In older guys, it's called midlife crisis, where they're just not satisfied, or they've been doing the same thing over and over and over and over again, and they're just tired, and they just kind of do something like out of character, and everybody's like, oh, she's going through midlife crisis and stuff like that. In younger people, it's called confusion, because our parents would like, oh, what are you doing? I mean, just like someone who planned to be like an engineer, and you went to school to be an engineer. You've been a good student, you've been a good daughter, you've been a good everything. Next thing, you come out of school, you get a job, and you are earning big cash. And the next thing you do is you just resign from your job and start working as a DJ. I mean, that's like confusion. That's what confusion is. But then all these things kind of lead to a point in your life where you're actually balanced, because you know you've actually taken risk, and maybe they'll work out. Maybe you will go back to your old life, but then you know that you have actually taken a risk. So that it's kind of builds your confidence in a way, if you look at it. I don't know if I'm speaking logic here, but then it happens to a lot of people. You know, as somebody who is really young, I'm just 22, but I'll just tell you, see, life is just very funny. So when you want to do something, when things occur to you, oh I want to do this, you know, there's some things that you should not just do, you know, there's some things that you should avoid doing. But then if you weigh the like pros and cons, and the pros are actually more, you should actually do for it, because you won't want to have regrets. You want to be 70 and be looking at the youngsters and be like, oh god, I wish I did this when I was younger. Live your best life, because the truth is that you actually have just one life, just one. I mean, I know a lot of people who have died, my friends who have died, my family who have died, and each time they die, I'm just like, I'm always shocked, and I'm always thinking about my own life, like, okay, well, what's up, why am I not living my best life? You need to do that, because you actually don't even owe it to anybody but yourself. You need to, you know, go and take that drive, you know, go scuba diving, go to Spain and dance cha-cha. Do they even dance cha-cha in Spain? Go to, I don't know, date a Latino guy. So you just have someone to be calling papi, you know. Just do everything you want to do, because you will never get another chance. Once you enter the ground, once your corpse enters the ground, you will never get an opportunity to do that. So you need to do that. I don't know, I'm just ranting. I'm actually practicing my radio voice. So I don't know if you like me, like my voice, you should actually go and fund me, because after school I'm going to take a course in radio Nigeria. And it's like checking on you, 70k. One of you can just send me that money sharp right now. It's enough to become an OAP. Basically, that's one of my career choices, one of them. But I'm pursuing everything. I'm going to go to business school. I'm going to be an OAP. Everything, bitch. Everything. I don't know. Thank you for listening to me ranting. Mwah.